True Story, Part 2. Later, Woz makes a blue box. It can be used to make long-distance calls without paying by hacking into the telephone lines.
I made a circuit with diodes and transistors. A friend helped me imitate the tones and frequencies the phone companies use. This is cool. We should make some and sell them. Really?
Later.
It costs $45 to make a box. We'll sell them for $150 each.
But who will buy them?
Foreign students. They can use them to call home for free.
Steve and Woz sell 100 blue boxes. It is their first business project.
Oh.
Oh. Mm.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Very nice. Mm.
Yeah.
When Steve is 17, he goes to Reed College, but he doesn't go to many classes. He is interested in Buddhism, and he works on an apple farm. The only thing that interests him is calligraphy.
Calligraphy is a visual art.
I love calligraphy. I know it will be useful to me someday.
When Steve is 19, he gets a job at Atari, a video game company.
The boss thinks that boy is wonderful, but he never washes. It's a good thing he likes to work at night.
In 1975, Woz has a new idea.
Steve, electronic chips now have super calculation power. If we link a keyboard to a screen and a chip, we'll get
a computer that people can have on their desk. It's perfect, Woz. Let's do it.
The following night, Woz writes a software program and designs some circuits. On the 29th of June, 1975, it works.
Look, when I hit a letter on the keyboard, it comes up on the screen.
That's incredible!
I'm going to give my notes to friends at the computer club.
No! Let's do it ourselves. We'll build a computer and sell it.
But we need money now.
We can start our own business. It'll be great, Woz.
Steve sells his van and Woz sells his calculator.
What will we call our company?
How about Matrix or Executech?
Apple Computers. What do you think?
Why Apple for computer company?
Apple is easy to remember and it begins with A. So we'll be at the start of the phone book.
That's how Apple is created, in 1976. Steve is 21 and Woz is 26. A shop orders 50 computers. They are built in the Jobs garage.
The shop called to ask if we can deliver soon.
We can't go any faster. Patty keeps short-circuiting the chips.
Calm down, Steve. Woz, can I have my TV back this evening for the match?
Sure, Mr. Jobs.
They take their Apple I to a computer show in 1976.
Apple I? That doesn't sound very professional to me.
2 years later, the Apple II, a user-friendly personal computer, is a huge success. In 1980, Apple Computer Inc. is launched on the stock market. It is a massive success. 25-year-old Steve Jobs and the first people who had invested money in the company become millionaires.
We're not going to stop here. I have lots of ideas.
Woo-hoo-hoo.
Hey!
Yay!
Hey!
Yeah! Go, Steve!
The end.